Hello, I'm Carlo.
And I'm Matt, and...
That doesn't sound right. I think...
The names are right.
We just said them wrong. I think you're Carlo and I'm Matt.
What?
I'm Matt and you're Carlo.
Oh, yes.
It's not like anyone's listening or watching.
They are.
Hi, I'm Matt.
And I'm Carlo.
And we're back for Story Salad!
Oh, how embarrassment.
Yes, we know who we are. We know what we're back for, which is Story Salad. And you might be listening to us.
Or you might be watching us.
Because we are filming this Story Salad. So you could be listening on the ABC Kids Listen app, or you can watch us film this Story Salad on the Vodcast Story Salad on the ABC Kids YouTube channel. So hello, if you're listening or watching, we're here. We're ready to go.
Thank you for your eyes, thank you for your ears, and thank you for everything in between.
Thank you for your support.
Hey, thank you.
Thank you for listening. Thank you for your words, which is what we use here.
That's
we use
right.
words, and it's when a lovely listener sends in three words, and we have to use those words in a completely improvised, made-up, unrehearsed story salad right here on the spot in only 3 minutes.
But when we hear this sound... That means we've got to wrap it up because we've got 1 minute left. We've got to find an ending to that story. There's not enough time.
No. 3 minutes, three words, 1 minute ago we hear that sound. So, speaking of the words, which we just mentioned before, can we please get them?
My name is Max and I am 9 years old. And my words are the three longest words in the world. Pneumonotal microscopic silicovaticaniosis and hippopotamosis capitulophobia and pseudo-hyperparathyroidism.
Whoa. Matt.
Sorry.
Oh my goodness.
You broke me.
Yeah.
You broke me.
You broke Matt, Max.
What?
Ah! Thank you for those words, Max.
They weren't words. They were a collection of sounds and letters thrown into my ears. Max, you are very smart.
They were
the longest words we have ever had in the history of Story Salad.
Wowee.
Okay. Here we go. The first word.
Uh-huh.
Pneumonotramicroscopic ciliovolcanosis.
Which is a disease.
It's a medical condition.
It's a medical condition.
And the second word was hippopotamosesquipedaliophobia.
Which
is a fear of long words, which I think I now
I
have.
Think maybe, yeah. I think we might have that
Max
right now.
Max has given me that. And the third word was pseudo-hyperparathyroidism. Which is another medical condition. We're not even going to go into what it is.
Those are some big, big words.
I'm already stumped. But you know what? I'm excited.
How fun.
I'm excited because they are the longest words I've ever heard. And we are going to use them in today's Story Salad! Oh,
Pseudo-hyperthyroidism was a fun little character who lived in the town of Llanfapul Gwilgith Dodera Chwindrobo Llantisilio Gogogo.
Hi, I'm pseudo-hyperthyroidism and this is my town. I won't say it again because you only say it once in these parts.
Pseudo-hyperthyroidism, what are you doing out there in the rain?
Well, I was on my way to the doctor's because I was writing my name down on my homework this morning and I freaked out.
Why did you freak out, pseudo-hyperthyroidism?
Don't say it again, please, 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 please. I think I've developed hippopotamonstrosesquipedaliophobia.
Not hippopotamonstrosesquipedaliophobia.
Yes, it's a fear
the
of
fear
long
of long
words.
Oh, no.
No, just call me pseudo. All right?
Pseudo. This is This is disastrous. I mean, you have one of the longest words as a name.
I know.
But you also live in the town with one of the longest names in the world.
Don't say it.
Please.
I won't.
So I have to just go to the doctor and I look, I'm not even dealing as well because you know that the only doctor in town is called Dr.
Pneumono-ultramicroscopic silicovolcanosis. I'm so sorry. Oh, dear.
We'll just call that Dr. Pneumono. Pneumono. Because Dr. Pneumono had pneumono. I can't say it. Yeah. And they got over it. And so that's why they took that name on, because everyone knows, oh, that's a doctor that sold
pneumonia. Oh, I won't say it. Okay, pseudo-pseudo. Well, this is a big deal, pseudo-pseudo.
I know.
We've got to get you to the doctor right away. I mean, get me in.
So they ran.
They ran to Dr. Pneumono's office.
And Pneumono said,
oh, dear, this is a tricky case. This is a tricky case because you're afraid of big words and you live in a town that has a huge name. You've got a huge name yourself and I'm the only doctor and I've got one of the biggest names in the world.
I know, I just want to get over it because every time I go to eat an apple, it's not called an apple here, it's called an apologus.
I know, and every time you want to have a drink of water, it's called a glaciosa.
What do I do?
Sometimes you don't need to deal with a problem, you just need to learn how to work with it.
Right.
And you might live in a town that has a lot of very long names, but you know what? It might be the town with the longest name in the world.
Hang on, are you telling me that if you have a problem and if you just break it down into the little parts, you treat it, it's really not that insurmountable? Insurmountable!
That's kind of a big word. Until today, I thought that was a huge word.
If I just take my name and break it down into parts, my name is pseudo-hypoparathyroidism. It's not that big after all if you just sound it out.
When you break it into small parts, you can make the biggest word in the world the greatest word in the whole wide world!
Come on, Dr. Pneumono Ultra Microscopic Cilia Volcanosiosis. Let's go get a drink of aqua water, H2O Maloma Similiminomilapatwing Trait. Which is a glass of water.
That's what they call it.
Wow.
That was very silly and very fun.
I also love that the three longest words we've ever used in Story Salad were sent in to us by Max. Three letters! M-A-X!
Thank you so much for those words, Max. Goodness me.
Well, look, every word has to be made of at some point, which is a reminder that you can send in made-up words. Not that those are made-up words.
No, those are actual true words.
But if you want to make up a word that's really long and silly, you can, because anything goes in Story Salad. So we're going to give you three words
and
right now.
And maybe we just make some made-up words, and you can just have a go of whatever you think they mean.
Sure, and maybe I might even give you a short word.
Whoa.
A really short word, just as a little palate cleanser from that.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So what about the word A?
Love it.
It's just the letter A.
Oh.
Comes before, you know,
there
this
it is,
is. A pen. So you have to use the word. Is it a word? It's a letter. A.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to go with the word Hua.
Hua. How would you spell Hua?
I'm going to spell it L-L-H-A-G-H.
Yeah. So you have to decide.
You can decide what that means.
Is. And then what about like a word that is kind of long, but it's kind of fun, and it's one of my favourite words.
Ooh.
Shenanigans.
Oh, now that's a great word, shenanigans.
So shenanigans is like getting up to mischief. Are you up to shenanigans again?
What shenanigans are going on in here?
So your words are
Hlach.
And shenanigans. Go use those words in your own Story Salad. And remember, we mix up Story Salads every weekday, which is Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday.
Not Saturday and Sunday. No, those are the days we rest.
And you can listen to those Story Salads on the ABC Kids Listen and Listen apps.
Or you could watch them on the ABC Kids Listen YouTube channel.
Yes, there's always some special little apps popping up on there. Well, I'm absolutely spent.
I'm going to have to go and have a lie down.
I'm going to have to go have a nap. Oh, that's quite a short word.
Maybe I am going to do that. I love big words. I love you, Carlo. I love Story Salad. And this has been Story Salad.